American business doesn't end at America's borders. It hasn't for a long time. In the 1980s, the trick was figuring out how to do business in Japan or Europe. Now it might be China or India or Brazil. Here is the world's Alex Galifant.
It's an old problem. When you're doing business overseas, you often have to bridge some kind of culture gap. But many intercultural trainers, cultural bridge builders if you like, say a set of modern illusions is making things worse. Technology can connect anyone to everyone at any time, so the business world seems smaller and more uniform. But culturally, the world isn't flat. It's bumpy. Here's intercultural trainer Lisa Laval-Finan.
People who are doing business with each other, you know, Americans and Chinese or French and Indian, they become disillusioned because they don't quite read each other. They don't quite understand what makes the other guy tick.
Working out what makes the other guy tick is just good business, especially in today's economy.
Bem-vinda. Welcome, Miss Stewart. You are even more lovely than I imagined.
This is part of an animated intercultural video from the training firm Quintessential. It features a flirtatious Brazilian man who's maybe a bit too informal for his Western visitor. For instance, he's sitting on a couch with his legs wide apart.
And you brought a business partner?
Yes, a trainee, actually. I hope that's okay.
Of course. How can I help you?
Mr. Saragossa.
Oh, please, call me Paulo.
Thank you, Paulo.
So it goes on. It's one example of a boom in intercultural training online. The offerings go way beyond simple lists of cultural do's and don'ts. One company, Aperion Global, invites you to complete a personal cultural profile. You do your profile, your colleague in Korea does hers, and the software does the rest.
By clicking on the gaps that appear between your profile and that of the culture or colleague you've selected, you're presented with detailed information on how you can adjust your style to be most effective with that culture or colleague.
But then there's Global Emotion, a German outfit based in Munich. It's targeting Western businesses trying to succeed in China, and it's got a totally different approach.
Und eine vielversprechende Zukunft.
This is the online ad.
Negotiations with China fail very often because important abilities haven't been developed properly yet. We cannot take the measure of the Chinese correctly.
Here we see a photo of a Chinese man.
What is he thinking? Is he dissatisfied? Skeptical?
And now a picture of a Chinese woman.
What does her face conceal? Global Emotion presents the brand new online training for emotion recognition.
The founder of Global Emotion, Ansgar Bittermann, says its work is based on a marriage between culture and science.
If you go to a different culture or a different country, and the people look different from you, we could show that your perception process actually shuts down.
The argument is that underneath the culture gap, there's something deeper going on, a kind of racial gap. Bittermann says that when you look at someone from another race, your brain doesn't pick up as much information as it does when you're looking at someone from your own race. You can't empathize properly or do business effectively because you can't read emotions accurately. Social psychologists call it cross-race bias. It's a tricky thing to talk about without making people uncomfortable.
For example, Chinese eyes, they are much, much thinner. And if you're in a European or American culture, if you're laughing, your eyes getting smaller. But if with a Chinese, the eyes are already small. So your brain has to adapt.
Now, Bittermann says the cross-race effect is lessened if you come from a racially diverse community. But it still exists. Global Emotion claims that over a few weeks, its online games can train your brain to process Chinese faces and emotions with greater speed and accuracy. And by the way, if you're still feeling uneasy about this, Ansgar Bittermann can relate. He spent a year of high school in Hawaii, and he admits he was embarrassed when he couldn't remember the faces of his new friends, kids with Japanese or Korean heritage, the day after meeting them.
And I said, geez, who did I meet yesterday? You know, and I didn't want to ask, you know, did we meet? And then after 6 weeks, I could really tell, I mean, who was from Korea, this was Jim, this was Jack. And, you know, this thought never left me.
Not an easy thing to admit in a country where talking about race and research is especially loaded.
You know, people here in Germany, I can't even translate the cross-race effect to Germans. They ask me if I'm a racist. And I never got it. I said, why do you think I'm a racist? And they said, well, you're talking about that. You're talking about that you can't read a Chinese face as good as a German face. And I say, well, yeah, we have to talk about that because that's the basis for racism. So let's change it.
Ansgar Bittermann isn't on a mission to make the world a better place necessarily. He's running a business, and the pitch is helping outsiders get some kind of tactical advantage in China. Incidentally, Bittermann tried to sell his intercultural training software to the Chinese, too, to help them recognize emotions in Germans or Americans. They weren't interested. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant.